Jamie. Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this day that you've given us, dear Lord. Lord, just thank you for the ones come out tonight in our meetings. Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight, and Commissioner, y'all ready down there?
Yeah.
Ready?
We are. Go ahead. I apologize.
Anyway, Commissioner Stevenson's out. He's got the flu, and so figured everybody else didn't want it, so he stayed home tonight.
Appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate that. We need approval of the commission minutes 24. I'm sorry. Motion from David.
Second.
Second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Board meeting on 3-6.
Motion.
Motion from David and second from Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Vouchers.
Motion.
Motion second. From David. Second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Constitutional officers, do we have any here?
Okay.
Andrew Carl is the County Oyster Association. Let's see her. Miss Katrina. I seen you.
And I'm ready.
Oh, come on. Right. We're ready for you.
One of the first things we learned at the anti-drug war this week is if you want to do a presentation, it better be good, right? This is not my time of day. I'm a morning. So I feel for anybody else who's not. Katrina Van Arnum, the County Anti-Drug Coalition, in case you don't know me, active in our community 14 years, we've had an anti-drug coalition. You might say, well, why was your number one reason? Because we had amazing community support. And not only in our leaders, but also in our citizens. And so, when we first started doing this, you say, how in the world do you change a community? And we were two times nationally trained. And usually we were sent to a law enforcement or National Guard Drug Task Force training facility. And we would spend out of the year 3 weeks doing our training. And you'd go 1 week at a time. We did that two times. And these are the 7 strategies for community change. Okay? So we're not really just going after helping one person here and one person there. We're really trying to clean up what we call the pond. If you went out to your pond, you saw all your frogs were dying, they're sick. You take one frog home, take care of it, give it fresh water, nourishment, maybe some counseling, right? Some rehab, right? And you get them back healthy. But then you don't want to take them back out to the pond, right, to their environment and put them right back in because what happens to them? We end up right back where we started, right, or where we were ending our life with some sort of substance abuse or mental illness. I love these 7 strategies. We're not going to read every word, okay? A lot of people ask me, why does the Anti-Drug Coalition support Cross City Restoring Renew? Karen Van Arnum, that team. They're just making buildings prettier, you know? What are they doing that has anything to do with substance abuse or drugs? Well, they're trying to clean up our ponds. Our environment. One of the first things I heard from Karen Van Arnum is that the lights over here, right at She Ford Fitness, right, that's her business, the light, there were no lights over there, or the lights were dim. So what did that mean? They were unsafe, right? So Karen Van Arnum, believe it or not, and her team, they're looking at the buildings, they're looking behind the buildings, but they're looking to paint and updo and clean up, right? So that's number, here we go, down here. If you look for 6, physical design, change the physical design or structure of the environment, reduce risk, so reducing risk, we're making things safer for our community, right? Enhance protection. How many of us want good protection? All of us. You know, I think people, even who do drugs, they want their children to be protected at the end of the day. It's the truth. They don't want their family to be at risk. Here are the things we can do. We work on parks, which we've done that. We've had a project back here with Disney World to provide all the paint in Disney World. Reached out and saw we were doing a park project here about six or seven years ago. Provided us the paint. All the carousel and the backdrop and everything. Park, landscape, signage, lighting, and outlet density. So, could you answer the question, why in the world would the Anti-Drug Coalition want to partner with Karen Van Arnam and her team in Carson's Dream? Does that make sense to y'all? Now, anybody that's trying to help us look, uplift our community, we want to partner with them. Then real briefly, right here, I'm almost finished. Okay, you have some, what you have in your hand is one of the things we do is try to go where there's a bunch of people. See, so we want to get the message out that we care about our community and we have all these resources. Uplift Tri-County just happened, marvelous event. This event has been going on in the Tri-County area for probably 5 years. It's resources. You go there and find resources to help yourself, your family, people in your church, people in your community. Then we had Toxic Roundup. Toxic Roundup, this has been, we've been doing this. Anybody know how long? We have two locations. Probably, I don't know, 6-7 years. Yeah. It's a once a year event. And that's cleaning up, right? That we have two locations. One over here in the parking lot, and then one down in Old Town. This is a great place to get rid of old paint, old computers, chemicals. And we take substances. And you'd be amazed at the kind of substances that people bring to us. Because maybe they have someone in hospice, and they receive drugs, and they're trying to get them out of their house and have safety. The next event that we have that we want everybody to know about is sponsored by the County Commission, the City Council, and Cross City Reform Renew, and us, the Cross City Cleanup. We're getting ready for our what? April Crossroads event, right? April 5th. Yep. Don't forget about that. Come out or tell your neighbors about this cleanup. We're usually out about 2-3 hours. It's a good event. I've got the Crossroads information on here for you to see. And then we have our amazing Daddy Daughter, 14th annual. This year is going to be Boots and Beauty. We usually have anywhere from 200 to 300. We usually have about $200 and 100 dads. And our community really comes out for this, our businesses, our churches, our elected officials usually sponsor a table. And it's a great event. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Miss Katrina, might as well go ahead and get that one knocked out on my list. We normally sponsor this. It's a check here for a $250 sponsorship. Y'all good with
yes,
it?
Yes, good.
I need a motion.
Second.
Motion. David, second, okay. And Jamie. And we'll do the $250 table sponsor.
So, Dixie County Rotary, Daddy Daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Angie, just get with Angie and she'll get you a check out of our account.
Okay.
And Miss Katrina,
yes.
Thank you all for what y'all do. It really makes a difference. And I know this program's been going on for a long time and it's near and dear to me. And thank you for everything. One suggestion. Change from frogs, because if we carry a frog home, we're probably going to eat the legs off of it.
Well, we don't want them to be sick either.
That's right. Miss Kay, she's not going to be here today. I talked to her on the way back today. And her and Russ, they had a really good tent set up for today, and we all went up there. And really good turnout up there, so they was kind of give out a little bit, so they're not going to make it to that. She'll give us a full report of the next board meeting. Greg Bailey, I didn't see Greg, but I've seen him all day up there, so I didn't figure he'd be here. But
John, maybe a few more.
Well, we still have old John. He was up there all day, too, and I just seen him walk in.
A little late, but I'm here.
John, do you have anything?
I do not.
Okay. Miss Cindy, she sent us a text. She's still tied up in the library trying to help some citizens. Diana Jones of Swanee Water and Sewer, she's not going to be here, I don't think. I don't see her. I talked to her earlier in the week, and everything's going pretty good down there. Mr. Steve Freeman, you good? Department with Mr. Hutchison. John, you have anything there?
Have you all checked on him lately this week? How's he doing?
Okay. Tim? Tim's not here either.
It's his 25th wedding anniversary. He called me or asked me if he could skip the meeting.
Yeah.
Anybody been married for 25 years deserves it.
That's tough.
Yeah. Let's skip Leon because I know he's got a bunch to say. But no, let's come on, Leon. Let's get you knocked out.
Your trucks look good.
Yep, man, they do.
Yes, thank you. So, anybody in the audience that didn't understand that, primarily our trucks have remained unmarked, and kind of disagreed with that over time, and now our trucks have the seals on them, so they look really good. They're a larger seal, and you can see them. They're highly visible, so I don't know why Steve didn't tell you, but we dropped his truck off today to be striped up. It's going to have a different look to it when we get it back. We should get it back tomorrow, so it'll be a different presence when it's to be seen. That'll be coming up here shortly for code enforcement for the new ordinance on it, and it'll be a different approach. So, all right. Resolution 2025-33. Application 2025-262, petition by Jerry Urchick, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided section 4.7.5, special exception of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSL, MH, in accordance with the petition dated 2-20-2025 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County parcel number 30-13-12-3285-000E-0038. 12 Southeast 907 Avenue, Old Town, Swanee, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA, recommended approval.
Have you heard anything else on it?
We ain't had any else.
Is anyone here opposing this?
Nothing.
You're opposing it?
No.
I honestly didn't think so. I seen you bought something and you changed your mind. Is anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
Nope.
I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Jamie, second. Daniel, all in favor?
Aye.
He's actually been a long time member of us down there in Swanee. During a storm, so. Resolution 2025-34. It's application 2025-261, a petition by Amy Robinson and Lisa Holloway, requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.4.5, special exception of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle on agricultural in accordance with a petition dated 1-22-2025 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County parcel number 1-30-327 Northeast 412 Avenue, Old Town, Florida 32680, 2.32 acres, Commission District 1, Mr. Jody Stevenson, LPA recommended a denial.
What was their reason?
That one was an interesting one because we actually received an email on Holloway's to remove it from the petition office. I believe Mr. Stevenson has already spoken to them about that. There was a lot of controversy with the surrounding neighbors on it. And so I just need you to notate that it's been removed.
it is a denial, and what we normally do is let the commissioner of the district do his homework on it.
Yep.
And so I would entertain a motion to table this until we get back.
Motion to table.
Mr. Chairman, they have withdrew the application.
Yeah,
they withdrew it.
Oh, they withdrew it? Oh, we're going to have to vote on it.
Just to my understanding that the other controversy was going to be here to protest it. I just read through it so that you was aware of it.
Well, all right, so we don't need no action on that.
No.
All right, move on. Go ahead.
Right, because the next one says...
Yeah, I was wondering. I think you jumped one there.
I was thinking the same thing, but... It says the LPN denied this one, and then the next one that's withdrawn. I think we're going to... That one.
I think it is that next one, Leon, that had so much controversy.
Okay. All right, so let's go. Let's finish that one back up where we started. David, you still got a motion to table?
Yep.
Take it.
Let's take it from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're going to table that one until Jody gets back.
I apologize on that. It's Hawkins. Michael Hawkins has withdrawn his.
Okay.
And that's your next one that was withdrawn.
Okay.
Resolution 2025-35 is withdrawn. And then Resolution 2025-36, petition by Jerry and Lori Nealon, requesting a special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exceptions, Dixie County Land Development Regulation, to permit one recreational vehicle on agricultural in accordance with the petition dated 2/18/2025 to be located on the property described as follows, the county parcel number 41013 at 4519-0000-0160-240 Northeast 543rd Street, Old Town, Florida. This piece is 0.02 acres, Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood, LPA recommended approval, 3-1.
Any opposition?
None recorded.
Anybody here opposing it? Anybody on the phone? Y'all heard anything? Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by
second.
Daniel. Second by James. All in favor? Let's check.
Resolution 2025-37, application 2025-0257, petition by Todd Hunt requesting a special exception be granted as provided section 4.7.5, special exception to the county land development regulations to promote one recreational vehicle RSMH in accordance with the petition dated 02/19/2025, located on the property described as follows, Beach County parcel number 19-13-12-2994-0002-3180-44 Southeast 891 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 10-20-32680, Mission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch.
What's your LPA?
LPA recommended approval.
All right. I don't want no one to get misconstrued. They was missing one of their board members. That's all of them says four or something, but they was missing a meeting of one of their board members.
He was asking, he was trying to gather hay that day before the rain came, so.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to point that out. But any more, anything on that one?
No, sir.
Anyone here? Yeah, have y'all heard anything? Anything on the phone? Motion? I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion from Jamie, second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Resolution 2025-38. Application 2025-0256, a petition by Jacob and Natalie Burleson, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational RSMH in accordance with the petition dated 12/10/2024 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County parcel number 30-13-12-2994-0003-5610-88 Southeast 26th Street, Old Town, Suwannee, Florida 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended approval. We have no recorded opposition.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
No, sir.
I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion from Jamie.
Second.
Second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Resolution 2025-39, application 2025-0246, a petition by Donald P. Owens Tammy, requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exceptions of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF MA, in accordance with a petition dated 12-13-2024, to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-2994-0002-1530-118
Southeast
884 Avenue, Old Town,
Swanee, Florida, 680.
Commission District
3,
Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended.
Any opposition, sir? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have you heard anything? I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion from Daniel. Second from David. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2025-40, application 2025-0241, a petition by Dina Harper requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle and agricultural in accordance with petition dated 1-28-2025 to be located on the property described as follows, the county parcel number 35-13-0-0-5645-0-0-0-0-180 Southeast 189th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 02680, 1 acres, Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood, LPA recommended approval.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here? Anybody on the phone? Y'all hear anything?
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
Motion for Daniel.
Second.
Second from Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
This was application for variance. Resolution 2025-31. Application 2025-254. A petition by David Barber for the reduction of front setbacks from 25 feet to 15. Side setbacks from 10 to 5. Rear setbacks from 15 to 5 for construction of a pole barn to be granted as provided in section 4.7.7 RSF MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with the section 12.3 variance procedures, in accordance with petition dated 131-2025, described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-2952-0008-0040-189 Southeast 867th Avenue, Old Town, Swanee, Florida 32680. Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended. This was in regards to the site plan doesn't show a hardship for the variance. He's showing putting a pole barn on the center lot, but he has three lots. So there is no hardship for a variance. That's why the denial was recommended by the LPA. To my understanding, the gentleman was going to be.
Yeah. Is Mr. David here?
Yes.
Come on.
I've been going to Swanee since I was a teenager. Brother down there got a lot of creams down there. Actually, the footprint of the pole barn would be less than the footprint of the house that we had there. So I didn't think it would be a problem. I mean, I'm not putting no $20,000. I'm spending $50,000 on a pole barn. It's going to be a nice one. No, maybe down road we can rebuild, but three times I feel I'm,
you know, so it wasn't the square footage
okay.
that you was putting there.
Okay.
So the variance on the setbacks,
okay,
it doesn't show that you're not, there's no need for the variance. Like where you wanted to put it, there
okay.
wasn't a need for a variance.
Okay.
So
he don't have to ask.
So he don't have to ask for a variance.
No, he can go build wherever he wants.
Sir.
You don't have to.
Well, he can build it, right, Mr. Leon?
The way he's got his site plan drawn is he has three lots, and
are they continuous?
Yeah, they're combined.
Oh, okay.
They're not unit titles, but they are combined. Now, if you just had that one single lot by itself,
yes.
you might need one, but you don't need it the way it is. Now, years and years and years ago, you might would have needed a variance to put up a pole barn because it was viewed as an accessory structure, but this board had passed it so that you could permit pole barns. without having to go through that step. Now, your side setbacks, now, if your site plan is wrong, you want to put it all the way onto the one edge of the property, that would be a different story, but your site plan doesn't line up with what you're requesting.
Yes. It's going where the house was at this time.
Okay. So, Mr. David, honestly, you don't need it, so we're probably going to make a motion to deny it.
Does he need to withdraw it?
Well,
yeah. I'd tell him to withdraw
Do you want to withdraw it?
Yes, sir.
But that would probably be your best bet, honestly. With a good call, Daniel.
Thank you.
But you also now have got to pull in permit, too. You're not done with him.
I'm trying to do it the right way.
Okay, so, Leon, do you have a piece of paper for him to sign to withdraw this? Y'all can handle that at a later date, or you got it with you? That's the easiest controversial one I've ever seen.
That is. Yeah. I like how that works.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen where the LPA of hardship was proven. I'm like, hey, I don't have hardship. I lost my explosion pile. But thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Yes, sir.
See you later.
We got through those. One quick update for you. As many of you know, we did 3 more days of public outreach with Elevate Florida. We signed up several more people. I think it's going to be a really good turnout. So from Citrus County North, we're number one in Elevate Florida's program. The other day, a lot of you know, John was there, Roy was there, the director, the new director for FEMA, of course, you. I think there's going to be some positive changes coming out of FEMA in the upcoming months. There were some issues here in the county, and we got a bunch of them resolved today. Kind of hopeful, and I'm hoping for the program. I think it's going to help a lot of people. So, best advice I can tell them is to apply.
I agree 100%.
And because when they get done with our county, they'll move to another county that's got more people. So,
the one thing we do want to kind of hit on, don't be misconstrued about the name of it, Elevate Florida. You don't have to elevate. If you have storm damage anywhere within our county, please apply for this. But Elevate seems like we're mainly doing the coastline. It's for our whole county. So don't let Elevate, say, well, it won't work for us. But it will work just as good in Old Town or right outside of the highest part of our first district.
That's right.
Just as well as it will on the coastline.
That's all I have.
Y'all got anything for Leon?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Leon.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you.
Very well.
Y'all have a good night.
No. We ain't done. Just all them would.
No, we have.
We permit. They're done. We permit.
Yep, I think so. I guess you're leaving.
Good left.
So spoke.
Okay, let's move on along. Scotty, do you have anything?
I don't have anything
tonight. Y'all got anything for Scotty?
Nope.
Thank you, Mr. Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty. Darren's not here, so Scott, do you want to fill in for him?
Couple little things. The past couple meetings, y'all were asking about the bubble outreach with the UF. You'll see a flyer in front of you with the dates for that. That's going to be at the Old Town Farmer Market there in Old Town.
That's free screening.
Yes,
and
great health, walk-in. This routine physicals, health screenings, blood tests, blood pressure checks, reproductive screenings, family practice, and some acute illness and some critical checks that they're going to do out of UF. That's that mobile unit they have coming in.
It's a very, very good program that their department has really got in here and got behind, but we need the citizens to use it, and that helps our numbers for hopefully one day getting a medical facility in here. So please pass that word around.
It is
March 25th, April 22nd.
You can advertise.
Mark. Someone take a picture
of this,
put it on Facebook.
So you put this out on the county page, the help screen. Thank you.
And y'all don't be scared to put it at grocery stores and everywhere else, too. Where high volume of people is at.
The other thing I have is on the 13th we did the bid openings for the land clearing.
Yeah.
And you'll have that list in front of you also. I know we spoke in the past of the board about to go with the, put it out and go through it. I would like to take Sanchez site work in the lowest bid. As long as their insurance and everything checks out, which I believe it would. I've got the email supposed to be coming to me for insurance on that. If it's all right with the board, I'd like to go ahead and reiterate and get that to them also.
You need a motion?
Yeah.
Motion.
Second. Motion. David, second. Jamie, any discussion?
Sorry about that.
All in favor?
Motion
carried.
The only other thing I would like to say publicly is thank you all for the support at the fair. Mr. John, I heard your name numerous times mentioned, so thank you. And Greg is not here, but I heard Norfolk Professionals also. And the board, thank you all for all your support out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Ms. Gale.
I'm sorry, did y'all need anything else?
Nah.
Thank you.
Ms. Gale's not here. So we'll go to Ms. Holly. She will not be here. Ms. Andy, do you have anything?
Just real quick. We had our health screening Tuesday and Wednesday. We had 20 for the late night here in the boardroom. We had 67 yesterday. We're still short our numbers. Our goal was to have at least a minimum of 97. Just to meet the minimum number, we are going to have one more day. We're going to go, we have been allotted 2 hours to go in with the school next Friday at the school board main office from 11 to 1 to get 10 people in there to get that 97 number. Because I know I'm not going to get 149.
Daniel, did you go?
No.
You're the only commissioner that we...
There's one.
Well, not, I don't know who all has the health insurance.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I can't afford it.
I think you and Jody are the only ones that care. Yeah.
Well, y'all get... Y'all...
Jody needs to go anyway.
Yeah. 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 Jody needs to all the checking we get.
But I'm going to make another push for that this week. I'm waiting on the last details for that. I thought I'd have the numbers on what those points would be in the thousands of dollars for us. He didn't get them to me in time. I'm working on them right now. So you know, you'll see those emails go back out, and I will be pushing for those again this next week, trying to get at least 10 more people to go out there. I know the hardest is for our jailers and our EMS crews that are on duty to get there just because of timing and if they're working and all. Just know just to look for that. So I am trying to get at least 10 more to go. I do appreciate the ones that did come because 87 is more than we've had last year. And I'm very proud of that number.
Yeah.
So appreciate that.
Y'all got anything
for me?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
Do it again.
Will
we get another gift card?
No. I'm trying. You can't get but the...
If you'll look at who carries that extra insurance that can claim the
$200. Oh, yeah. If you have accidental coverage, you can get $200. If
you'll
you
call them and tell them that, they'll all show up.
Yeah. And the other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to do an additional drawing for the $300 cash for everybody that came and participated, so those that did participate do have the chance to win that money.
Hey,
do we get that phone?
It's all online. So come see me and I'll help you.
She's through school, I'll do it for her.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. John?
All right. First item I got is request board approval of resolution 2025-44 to move forward with the Capital City loan for Buckle Boom Loader for solid waste in the amount of $298,005 under the previously agreed terms.
Motion.
Got a motion from David, second from Daniel. Brenda, is all that good? Okay.
As soon as we get that paperwork executed, they're wanting to bring that thing to us.
They need it.
Okay. Yeah, they need it bad. So let's vote on it.
Yeah.
Let's vote. Yes. Everybody yes?
Yes.
Everybody yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion carried.
Second is request board approval to secure a loan for two ambulances for EMS in the amount of $680,000.
Motion
from David, second from Daniel. All in favor?
Yeah.
Motion carried.
All right, the next one is request board approval of the possible land lease in Suwannee at Glendale's Park for the post office.
Motion.
Motion from Jamie.
Second.
Second from David. Walt, I'll talk a little bit about that. I brought that up one time before. The post office is down in Suwannee, and they just refuse to go back to that location. And if we don't put something there, they will do a mobile unit themselves, and all they need is the property to put it on. But if we don't do this, we're not going to have a post office in Suwannee. So we got to have one.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And you and I will get together, Commissioner Hatch, and figure out where the best place is to put it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, the next item, request board approval to install gates or fences on owner's property that deed easements to Dixie County for canal clean-out access based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendations.
Second.
Motion from David, second from Daniel. Let's,
anything you want to elaborate?
Yeah, let's talk about that just a second.
Hold on a minute. We installing on their property?
Was providing they give us the deeded access.
Our property
was
installed.
Yes. Yes. And that's why I wanted to talk about this one. Because it didn't sound good.
They got the deed us the easement.
After a little research this week, looking at some property records, when they made some of these housing developments to have our canals going through them, the canal and the easements were deeded into those properties for the county to keep them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Not every canal meets that criteria, but there's some changes that Leon's making for me in our the flood. Which one is that? Floodplain ordinances to give us a little more power to be able to keep them clean. We've had some that want to threaten with a gun and say you can't come in here and do that, but if you put fences or anything across the stormwater canal, it's a third-degree felony. That's
exactly right.
Exactly.
And they cannot deny you access, and they also have to permit a fence, so it has to go through Leon's office to be permitted to be able to do something like that, and it has to meet a lot of criteria to keep it from stopping water flow. So we do have some legs to stand on with it, and we can get the rest of them cleaned out. Talked to Big Bobby Davis a couple times this week, and he can get some of those homes where he has that problem, so working with the sheriff to try to mitigate that and go the nice route and not the alternate not so nice route. So
what is that route?
Take that bulldozer down.
We still clean the canal.
And it's still gonna get cleaned.
But just clean it while they're in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty much what it says.
Only 5 years.
Yeah. But the other sad part of that is what they do to their neighbor behind them.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And they also can be charged and fined if they can cause flood water on neighbors down the road. So.
Okay. I need a motion to approve this.
Take it.
David, second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Go ahead, John.
All right. Next one is request board approval of the revised DCSFM LPA. Officer 2 for the 358019, reducing it to $22,750, leaving $42,250 to be reallocated back to the construction fund.
Motion.
Motion from David.
Second.
Second from Jamie. I'll go into a little bit of discussion on that. What happened there, John, was he's actually writing a check back to the Stormwater Task Force that goes back in their pot. He did not use these funds, so he's putting them back to the Stormwater Task Force. Any more discussion?
No, sir.
Need a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion, what's that think we did?
We done had the motion.
We done had the motion.
Aye. How do y'all vote?
Aye.
Aye. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Long day.
Motion carried.
All right, the next one is request board approval to reallocate the...
That's the same thing, huh?
No, it's Old Town Residential.
Sorry, missed it.
Reallocate the DCFSM LPA 0279 Lot 2 for Old Town Residential Canal, reducing it from 22,750 to 42,250, leaving 42,250 to be allocated back to the construction.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Motion.
Motion from Danny. Second from Jamie. Same scenario. Motion carries.
So we get, so basically we getting 80-something thousand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, go work on something else. Book it on.
All right, request board approval to allocate $3,331 to the equipment miscellaneous fund of additional funding to be received for DCFSM LPA 0279.
What is that?
John, I apologize. I did talk on the way up to Tallahassee yesterday to Dave Taylor. He's over this grant, or he's the head of this grant, and then Diana works under him. We can strike the contract.
Okay.
The new portion of the $1.5 million, we have to reallocate that money.
Okay.
Not take it from the first cost to the second
cost. So, go ahead, John.
Before it was on that conversation.
Next thing, I come up on this when I got back to Tallahassee, Dave, that we've got a task work order for engineering services for the Horseshoe Fire Station to redesign it to be compatible with municipal water. Get that in there, and they proposed us $22,500 for the changing of the engineering.
Okay.
So if you all will get a motion and a second to vote.
Motion from David.
Second.
Second from Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right, and then we've got a proposed cell phone tower coming up to Waterloo Park. A gentleman called me the other day and wanted to know if he could build a guide tower system in our middle of our field, and I told him no. So he said that the standalone tower was more costly than the guide tower, and I told him we couldn't have a guide tower in the middle of our park. If you should know that it would mess us up. So we'll give y'all a heads up on that.
I agree.
And we've already talked about the post office in Dallas Park.
I got something for John. Thank you, John.
John.
Ms. Chana?
I do have a couple things for y'all. I've got a couple that's going to actually. They fall under our code enforcement. I've made y'all aware of these in the past. We have had some couple cases that have resolved themselves, have paid out. I think Steve sent me an email today. He went out and one of the new owners that we approved to, after the from the sale, pay for that. He's already cleaned up the property. That's the one out on Tick Road. So your Tick Road property is now in good shape. So after, I won't remember how many years, but it is now in good shape. According to Steve, he went out there, took pictures. I have a satisfaction here for signature tonight to release that lien on that property.
Cool. I'm already on that.
Y'all will remember we talked about this. This was prior to the hurricane. Kind of stretch you back. Leon brought it for us the first time. Mr. Ron down there in Horseshoe. Next to the park. This is the sea wall next to the boat ramp. We have the agreement that I shared with y'all quite a while back. He eventually had an attorney look at it. The attorney looked at it. Mr. Rom has signed it, him and his wife. His attorney has signed it. So I would be asking the board tonight to sign this, and I will sign it in turn. This basically is giving him an indemnity. If someone should get hurt on that wall, that's the one that encroached on his area down there. I don't know how that happened, but for that purpose right now, it is for a period of 18 months for us to try to come to some other kind of resolution. But for the next 18 months, if someone should fall off the wall,
Okay, I need a motion on that.
Motion.
Motion by David, second. Daniel, for discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Carey.
I'll have those for you to sign tonight, Mr. Chairman. This come through in the last couple of days, so y'all, I apologize. I probably don't have all the answers for y'all, but I do need to share with you because it's time sensitive. And I didn't have time to call all of y'all, and they wanted an answer today. I did let Mr. Romano know that's our attorney that handles our opioid settlement. You'll remember here a while back that they added some more defendants, some more pharmaceutical benefit managers is what they're calling them, to the lawsuit. So we had to amend the complaint, et cetera, and go forward. So that's the one. I think we probably shared it with y'all through email, but you probably looked at it and said, Chana's handling this. I'm not messing with it. And didn't really get no attention where they requested a bunch of public records. They have done that throughout the state, requesting tons and tons, copious amounts of public records. Now, whether or not we have tons, I'm seriously doubting that. That's something I'm working on. However, this come out, they took it back in front of the judge, and Mr. Romano says that the plaintiffs, which would be us, executive committee, of which his co-counsel is a member, is recommending withdrawal of the motion to add the pharmaceutical benefit managers from subdivisions wherein the population has less than 50,000 due to the significant amount of time and internal expenses of the litigation should that entity be selected as a bellwether. What a bellwether is when you've got a large class action, they will select certain people out of that class action and they use them as the bellwether. What they do is then they go to come, say, to Dixie County and say, all right, Dixie County, we want all of this records that you said that you had, you know, and that's the reason you're claiming. And so they do that to all their bellwether. And then if the bellwethers, because there'll be more than one, they'll take a certain percentage. If they can't produce them, then they go back before the court and say, look, you know, 55% of the bellwethers couldn't produce these documents, so this is not a good lawsuit. So due to that, there were several reasons here. The court has said this, and I'm reading strictly off of his email, the court has stated on record that he expects that any subdivision that chooses to withdraw its motion will nevertheless be permitted to participate in any global settlement with the defendant. It seems kind of counterintuitive to me, because usually when you withdraw from a motion, you're no longer part of that group. I haven't had a chance to speak to Mr. Romano in person, but the deadline for the response was today, and I texted him, I said, look, 75% of my commission is in Tallahassee today. We've got a meeting tonight. I'll try to get you an answer maybe by in the morning. He said, that's fine. So I don't know how the deadline was today, and he's still fine with me giving him an answer tomorrow, but that's what he said. So that being said, I need to know what y'all's preference is, and I'm more than glad for y'all. I did send this to you, I know, because it come in, and I sent it over to y'all, but it's such a legal jargon, so I'm sure most of y'all poured over that while y'all were doing everything else up there in Tallahassee. But there is some other, you know, issues here. But if we stay in benefits, then there's really no harm in withdrawing. However, like I say, that doesn't seem to normally follow.
No, it don't, honestly. I mean, what would it hurt if we don't withdraw?
If we don't withdraw, if we get selected as a bellwether, then it could be costly for us because, of course, they're going to send people down here demanding records and all this kind of stuff, and it's going to tie up your legal team of one and probably your clerk's office and your county manager's office and stuff trying to pull all these documents from every nook and cranny and seeing, because they're going to go back probably to the inception of this lawsuit.
And a lot of that, if there was even collected by Michael, is probably in his archives.
Okay, so if we withdraw, we probably
are giving up
a lot of stuff. But if we withdraw, it's kind of the thing that kind of worries me a little bit about withdrawing is that there's always addendums. And they can easily go there and say, okay, Dix County, y'all opted out of this, and we changed that side of it too. So then we lose out across the board.
Yeah.
But if we get the bail weather, we're going to have a lot of work incurred on us.
And that's, you know, there's more than 52 of us. It ain't just the county. Okay, yeah. That's the one thing we know. You've seen the list of complainants from all of our opioid settlements, all of our cities, our townships. All of those are also part of it. Now, the likelihood of being selected, I have no way of guessing that.
You know,
first off, it's going to be kind of inconvenient for them to come select us because they're going to have to stay in Gainesville.
But honestly, at the end of the day, wouldn't you be crazy as hell if really and truly everybody withdrew from it? And then if we all withdrew from it and we say, hey, it's not hurting us to withdraw, but then everybody's showing that we don't want to give no information.
Yeah.
So they could easily go there and say, we changed our mind.
And like I say, you know, there's a production request, which is extensive, and it's going to take some time. Once we've done that, they can go back to the inception of the lawsuit. But, again, those are things that we may have to look at if it does happen. It's not guaranteed we'll be a bellwether. It's just something that they're cautious about. I am going to call Eric tomorrow and talk more in depth with him, but I wanted to kind of get the feel of the board. You know, if y'all were like, oh yeah, let's get out of it, then, you know, I'd tell him, hey, our board is kind of leaning to bailing out of this, but if y'all are more like, let's stand pat, we get selected as a bellwether, we'll deal with that when we get selected.
That's honestly the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Okay. So I did want to find out, and I apologize that I didn't have time to talk to y'all individually about this, even though we have been in Tallahassee. It was not the place to try to carry on a conversation about business, as it was not public forum. Here we go with that. Now, some of the stuff in here is it's attorney-client privileged, and that is highlighted and stuff for y'all when you get it. So those documents, only the not will be shared. Everything else is there. Wanted to make y'all aware of that. I will let him know that we are not interested in withdrawing and that we will be providing the discovery. I'll be working on getting that. So, Ms. Furness, I'm sure I'll be getting you up. And Ms. Martha, I've already sent you the list. I'll probably be dealing with Scotty, with your crew also, through the MS and stuff on this opioid, on that public records request. Other than that, gentlemen, I don't have anything else. Do have a copy of the lease agreement. It hasn't come up yet.
You're not leaving until we talk about it.
Okay.
That's the one that's 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
So, again, I got a copy of a map saying there was a piece of property that we own that we're interested in leasing. I did draft a lease. I didn't have a whole lot of information because my understanding we didn't have a lot of information yet from the vendor, but there is a location of Swanee that we have a vendor interested in leasing to open a business. What I did do is I drafted you a lease very similar to what I did with our industrial park, wherein, you know, the first year they have to show some kind of improvement to be able to move forward in the lease. That would be my recommendation on any new leases that we put out.
Or renewal.
Or renewals, yes. So that we're not sitting with vacant property not being utilized, because we want businesses in our community.
Yes.
And it's not beneficial to us for me to go out and lease, you know, all the county vacant property, because normally we're pretty reasonable in our rent,
and keep our community from growing when we need business.
Okay, let's go back to this one right here. I know a little bit about it. Leon knows. Leon, do you want to come up and explain? This is kind of a different pull and pull business. Do you want to talk about any of that?
No, it's not necessarily booking a business, like not a
brick store. Okay, well, I apologize.
It's a vendor location for a vehicle. That's what they want to do. They want to park there.
Like a mobile kitchen or something. I don't even know if it's a kitchen. Like I said, I didn't get a whole lot of information, and I apologize for that. But so I've got the property, you know, like I say, would be leasing the property. So that may need to be tweaked a little bit, which is no issue at all. But we do want to have...
Either way, as long as I get a signed lease, I can turn on that power
call. And we're making a little bit of money off of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So I didn't have any amounts. I don't know who actually... Are you handling that? Okay. Take action on it.
Motion.
Second. Motion from Jamie.
Second.
Daniel. Discussion-wise, Leon, providing we get the other stuff worked out and hammered out on the financial side, you have no more problems with that? You're satisfied?
As long as somebody gives me a sign, papers saying they're allowed to be there.
Okay. Tony, I'll get with you, and we'll work out the... Are y'all good with me handling that?
Yes.
I mean, we're probably
going to
do... Already done that. Probably just going to do, like, the fair market value like we normally do, and then we'll do the math on it and get it done and get it to Leon. Try to do this as soon as possible. We can compare it to them.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I've got a draft. We just need to fill in names and dates and times and stuff.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Tony, you hit on something that I do want to, it's kind of been near and dear to me for a while, especially through the economic side, and we're working so hard, our county city is, and our office staff up there with John and his team, and Ryan, I just seen him walk in. Pretty sure it's you guy, everybody. Yeah. I changed mine. But I do want to put something in place, and we've done it actually out there behind the Cross City Veneer property, that we give X amount of time to start showing some progress. And it's no different what Leon does in his world, too. They got to have X amount of stuff done in X amount of time. So I do, if we need to do a workshop to look at this and kind of hammer it out and give good direction, solid direction, do you feel like we need to do that?
Well, and I'll tell you, gentlemen, what I did in this is very, I just pulled our lease that we did on the industrial park, whereas they have to show some type of improvement within that year. And then every so often after that, to continue the lease.
Right.
That way, I don't lease a property for a year, do nothing, then renew my lease next year not do anything, and we have it sitting there for 10 years with nothing on it, and it's a prime piece of property that we've got vendors that want to use it, but I'm sitting here with a lease on it, and we usually give a reduced rate when there's, for the new vendors coming in, I'm going to build a building, I'm telling you this, and you're going, okay, Chaney, well, the first year we're going to cut you a little slack because you're building the building, we know it, and then I don't build it, you know, and then next year, we into that, and we've got several properties that I'm basing this kind of off of what we've been looking at. So those are some of the things that I think, you know, as far as we could do better on.
I do too. And
talking to different ones with y'all at different times, I think we're all pretty. Everyone I've spoke with has been pretty consistent on. They think that's a fairly good way of handling it.
Yeah.
Okay. So April 3rd is a morning meeting. Y'all want to have a quick workshop before that day to kind of, let's get the direction.
That works.
So April 3rd at 9 o'clock, can we do a workshop on lease agreements? Do I have a motion?
Okay, motion.
A motion from David, second from Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
While we're talking about that, too, whenever I seen that April 4th, y'all don't forget that we got to have our stuff turned in there at Scott's for dredging roads and anything for his stuff on his end, too. That date's coming up on us pretty fast. Anything else?
No, gentlemen, I did want to say that, you know, we went to Rural County Days. Our Our team looked impressive, I thought. I thought we got a lot of recognition. But, you know, we stood out in the crowd, as they say. Everybody's seen us. Our beautiful green shirt. They knew where we were from. And we had good product. I went around to all the different booths, as many of them did.
Good food there.
There were some good things there. There were some good ideas that, you know, that was all brought back. I think the county was represented well. We took some crab dip and some smoked oyster dip. And we got lots of compliments on that, as well as some other stuff. But those were the food items that we took. Their swamp cabbage can't touch ours.
Mm-mm.
We could give them some lessons.
But I tell you what, that catfish plate was mighty good now.
They did. I can say they were very hospitable. I mean, all the counties. We started off the fun morning, and I'll let the gentleman tell you the important part. I'll tell you just the fun part. But we all got a little damp and misty rain. I'm like really wet. A little cool and breezy, but we had an excellent turnout. I think most of the counties were there, so it was a really good event. We made some good connections. But like I said, let the commissioners tell y'all about the really good stuff.
Mr. Jim, you have something?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could identify that property.
It's right in front of the old grocery store. The little triangle piece right there. That's where it's at. Anything else?
Yes, it is, sir.
Y'all have anything for Shannon?
Thank you,
Shannon. Ms. Barna, your office have anything?
I don't have anything. Ms. Brenda, do you have anything?
You good? Okay, let's go to Commissioner items. We'll start with Commissioner Wood.
I didn't go to Tallahassee. I had to work, so if anyway, these guys have to tell you about it. But keep the Joslins in your thoughts and prayers. And also, Chief Garner, that was an excellent, excellent job that fire department done by keeping that to a one-structure fire. That was a very, very hot. I know you know all this, but I'm going to say it. I realize that that was a very, very, very hot fire.
Not bad for seven people.
No. And there was
it was all around it.
Yep. There was just lumber laying everywhere. There was fuel all the way around that, and them guys kept that and held that there.
In the center.
All night. Very good job, man.
Jamie?
Same as what Mr. Wood said, keep that family in prayers, and that's the one, if you don't know that family, that is Flying Hawk.
Sorry.
It's a family-owned business.
My bad. I'm sorry.
And from my understanding, they are going to rebuild. It's going to take a little time, so they're reopening up in the front, so let's help support them. You know, they may not be as big now as they was, but swing in there and buy something a little bit here, that's going to help them. Eventually, they're going to have it bigger and better, probably. So let's keep them in prayer. That's the main thing.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis?
Yeah, hopefully they get that thing started back out as soon as possible. I like going out of there. But anyway, John, I appreciate you going with that FWC meeting with us. Hopefully they'll go there and get the FDOC to help us with the Cow Creek Bridge and the boat ramp there. So I just want to thank you for trying to make that happen. I'm sure a lot of our citizens and a lot of people that come visit will enjoy that race. That's all I have.
Jody? Jody don't have anything, but I will say this: y'all keep him in your prayers. He's battling this flu. We don't know how bad it is, but keep Jody in your prayers and his family. I can't move on without saying something about the Flying Hawk too, because I talked to, I'm thinking it was Matt. I think y'all had a 4-minute response time to that fire. Was that right?
That's about right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Midnight.
So at midnight, Sunday night, 4 minutes, our fellows and girls are sitting there responding to this fire. That's pretty daggum awesome.
Yeah.
So you say
great.
They were still there at 7:30 when I got there.
Yeah.
But
Flying Hawk has been a staple of our community for many, many years, and I think they'll come back bigger and better.
Yep.
From a real strong family.
Yeah, they already have plans to rebuild. Hey,
why are we talking about them? I know it's your time. I'm sorry.
Don't interrupt me.
When they start cleaning all that up, can we?
They got that handled.
It's handled. Thank y'all. It's handled. Good deal.
Anyway, just please keep in your prayers, keep in your thoughts, and keep them bringing that cash register up. It's going to help.
Yes.
They've helped a lot of people for many, many years. So, all right, I got this Monday, Tuesday-ish about Doge, that our governor has signed established a Doge team in the state of Florida. And he's put it in a 318.503 statute. And I don't know a whole lot about this, but I'm going to know a lot about this. And if there's something out there that we're doing wrong and we're not doing correctly, I want to know it and I want to fix it. And I know this board feels the same way. Wasteful spending is not nothing we're going to support. I know everybody thinks that we are. We run a very lean, tight ship. We truly do. But if we can tighten it up even more, I want to tighten it up even more. So I'm going to find out more about this. And I'll probably keep y'all informed as I find out more. But if there's something going on there that I need to go, I'm going. And
that is statewide. I'll make sure everybody understands it wasn't just Dixie County that's been selected.
Right. No, it's
statewide.
And that's why I said the governor had put a Florida statute together for every county in the state of Florida. The other thing I have is we're cordially inviting to celebrate our Vietnam War veterans. It's going to be at AMVETS Post 422. It's going to be Saturday, March 29th at 1 o'clock. They'll come out and support our veterans, our war veterans there in Vietnam. With that being said, and John, I'm sorry I'm going to blindside the heck out of you, but our monument out front. So it's everything's going. We just got everything done, and so we're just waiting on the monument man. Okay. I'm sorry about blindsiding you on that. The other thing I'd like to say, and we have the mayor of Carl City here also, and Ryan, if you want to come up and you can hit on some of this stuff too as I hit on it, and we'll kind of walk everybody through it together. We went up there, and Liberty Partners, Mr. Ethan, is really helping the county/city on our projects. We submitted two appropriation things, and I think there's 110 to 20 appropriations throughout the state that's submitted. Both of ours are in the top 15. One being in 3, one being in 15. And that's awesome. There's still a lot of moving, shaking parts to this. But to be that highly ranked this early on, that's really good time. We met with county cities. Cities got a project they're working on. And went and supported them, the county. And said he's been working together. We've held multiple meetings. We've done it with Horseshoe a time or two. We got another one scheduled with Horseshoe. We got another one scheduled with the city.
April 16th.
Thank you, Ryan. So the city's needing some infrastructure stuff on their water or sewer plant. And it goes hand in hand with economic development. I mean, when you look at economic development, water and sewer is one of your top five you've got to have if you want to really do something and build something. So they needed a hand, so we went and met with them and met with Commerce, and I think we had a really good conversation with them. Elaborate anymore?
Well, I mean, it really was good, and I want to thank y'all so much for
for going to support them. And that was one of the things that was really their team was impressed when we walked in and we're sitting there. And we had county, city, and Karen was there, private citizen and civic leader. And as we were talking, they were just anything we brought up, any of our plans for infrastructure, for the sewer plant, and the things that go along with that, they were just biting the bit. I mean, rubbing their hands together, smiling. I mean, they were that excited about it. We had emailed. They were emailing on the way back. Went back and forth. They sent. Did you two get the email, John? Did you get that email I sent you from them? Okay. We're going to get a lot of stuff done, and we're going to take care of not only our city and get everybody. We have 1,200 water accounts. We only have 350 on sewer. And our goal is to equal those out and expand that out into the county water so we can take care of all our citizens. And they are eager to help us do that. I was extremely excited when we walked out
of
it. I think everybody was on a little bit of a high because you just don't have those feelings all the time. And you just, when you feel it, you feel it. And so, you know, once we got there, I took us in the wrong direction. But
yeah. Blame it on somebody. But anything else on that?
I don't know, I can think of on that meeting in general.
Okay.
But the whole event was great.
It was one of the best I've ever been to, and I've been going them for a long time. And since 2008, I've been fortunate enough to go up there to them things, and this one right here was pretty daggum awesome. Honestly, our expectations were so low. Maybe that's why it was so awesome. I don't know. I think we're going to be fine. The good Lord's going to see us through it, number one. And then it was just an excellent meeting. So,
I was able to got a compliment for our all of us that were there from Swan County. And if you go to any of these events throughout the state, Swan County shows up. All five of their commissioners are there. They bring their team heads. I mean, they show up every time. They do, and they come up while I was talking to a couple of them. They said, "My God, y'all showed out this time, didn't you?" And I said, yeah. And, you know, everybody got to see our shirts that we were wearing, and there was plenty of us wearing them. But that felt real good because this is my fourth time going. And when I first went, there was four of us that went. And I didn't count the number of how many we had there, but we had two handfuls of people. We probably had 10 people at least there.
School had people there.
Dixie County was well represented on all fronts, city and county,
school system,
commission, school system, all the way around. And
had sheriff department show up there towards you.
Yep, sheriff department showed up too.
Yep, that's right.
So,
they didn't have our shirts on. They didn't quite. They didn't have their green on. You know, they were all casual. But yeah.
But the other.
But you didn't know they were Dixie. You know.
The other thing is I do want to recognize someone in our audience. Her and her kids had built some stained glass. I think it's mainly her kids, right, Miss Sarah?
Noah.
Yeah.
She just turned 13.
Yeah. So they sent us some crabs, seashells. I mean, just neat little trinkets that we handed out today. And there at the commerce stuff, the last meeting we had, there was a fellow there. His name was Jody, and he picked a crab out. And he said, one of my twins, whenever they started walking, that's the way they walk. They walk like a crab. So he's carrying that little trinket home to his one of his twin daughters. I got to tell you, that was a major hit. And please pass it along to her. And that was good, really good. Yeah. So a really good trip overall. Enjoyed it. Just Just because we ranked high doesn't necessarily mean we're getting funded.
That's right.
We want to be clear on that. But we're very favorable. City's got a project going in. They're very favorable. So keep that in prayers, if you will. And we'll keep moving forward. That's basically all I got. I believe you got something.
I got one more question. Mr. Scott, the fire department on Chafis, I had some people ask, when is it supposed to open up?
We just did the substantial completion. They've got roughly about 2.5 to 3 more weeks to finish up. We don't have any.
Next couple of months.
Within the next month or two, yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
We should have a next meeting. We should have a date.
Okay.
On that.
Now, public comments and concerns, Mr. J.D.
I do got one up good.
I know.
One good.
Come on up and talk to us.
One good update is we got a new contractor in the canals cleaning up. They're doing a very good job this time. And I'm talking to that crew guy today, and he says they will not leave till everything's off the bottom of that canal.
Send them to Swan when you get done.
Good deal.
We're tickled to death to see how much they're actually getting these barges loaded up that's already been done one time.
Yeah.
It's good. And glad to have room to pump them up to get the state to put another crew in there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Was there anything mentioned in Tallahassee about World Round
Conference? Yes, we attended the reception that night, Wednesday night, and Rural Renaissance. It was based a lot on that, but it's looking good. We talked to Jason about it today.
What's it going to entail for us?
It's going to have a lot of rural problems that we're having with medical and housing and just stuff like that we're struggling with, and there's going to be a lot of money there. Housing is a big one on that side of it. Medical is a real big one on that. So there's a lot of stuff coming through there, and I'll get you a copy of it and bring it to you to our next meeting, or you can get it online. You can research Rural Renaissance. But there again, now. There again, we got to remember it passed. It passed one place. It's still got two other places to go and pass. So, but looks like it's looking really, really good for that.
They said that it passed the Senate, but mm-hmm. if there's no major changes in the House, then it will go to the governor, and he should
sign it.
Right.
Mr. Chair, it also streamlines for rural funding application process to create a little entity within the department that y'all can go straight through for multiple. Makes it easier for rural counties to get.
Right.
110.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I just want to know if you all saw a new map while you were in Tallahassee with the coast of Tallahassee. When the astronauts came back.
Oh, no, actually, I did not.
They announced that as the coast of Tallahassee.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I want to know if it was a new map.
How many miles that way is the coast? It's like the coast all the way on the Swanee.
No new map. Anybody else have anything? Yes, sir, Mr. Jim.
Where the community center was on that property. Of course, it's gone now. But the historical sign, I noticed it yesterday, I think it was, I was out there. It's just laid up on the concrete. There's a concrete ramp. I would think someone would want to secure that.
John, can you look into that? Okay, anything else?
There's a lot of little debris around, little trash. Is there any issue with an individual going in there and picking that up?
As long as it's you, we're good.
Feel free. They removed the finest little wild persimmon trees. They had their sweetest taste in persimmons. know you know what I'm talking about. There's only one of them left there now, which is really a shame.
Mr. Jim, the only thing with that property where the community center was, that property belongs to the school board. Okay, so the county cannot give you permission. I don't anticipate the school board would have an issue picking up trash.
Well, they just come on down there and make it.
But
come on down and help you.
I don't have to deal with that situation between the county giving me permission to go on school board property.
All right, anything else? I see a hand. I can't see a face. Anybody besides Miss Mary?
Anybody but me?
I said besides Miss Mary.
No, go. I just want to know when they'll be getting to the paving that school
in our road.
You're just letting make sure it
is done. Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping it packed down.
They're just making sure they fix the hole, basically. Anything else? Just scratching your chin, you'll buy something in here. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, and it's by Jamie, second by David, all in favor?
Aye.
Out of here. Yeah.
I kid you not, sir.
Sorry?
When you gotta go to the mall? Every other work.
Thanks, too, though. No.
You shouldn't have changed your shirt.
I know.
You're trying to not stand in with us. I'm tired of him.
I'm
out. Jody's name on it.
Turn towards Old Town.
Yeah, obviously today. Same thing.
Bringing more and more shit in. He has. We
come on.
Where is?
Oh, yeah, man, of course.
Man, I tell you what.